Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
The Wu-Tang DJ.
Brown, baby. Steve Brown, baby.
Bomber job, Damio.
So let me paint this picture.
What's the answer to this hip hop cancer? What's the answer to this hip hop cancer? They go to Everett, it would never come back.
Yeah.
Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. It feels like I'm fasting.
Yeah.
So
let me paint this picture.
Go to Everett, it would never come back.
I'm Adam Karan, and this is BDSIR Network, the best DM show in the world, the best show in World One Radio with Grand Body P and Oni D, repping for you hip hop show.
Guess we gotta try this again.
Dear Lord, I know that we've been here before. It's been a long time, I hope that you don't slam the door. I try to walk away, but there's some shit I can't ignore. I could be wrong, but seems like you don't even care no more. Cause since our last talk, you ain't playing fair no more. And when I pray, it kinda feel like you ain't there no more. I still don't understand why niggas who deserve it dies living, but the ones who ain't deserve it isn't here no more. And no, I don't want no one else to die. Instead of trading souls, I got something else in mind. There's a lot of moments that I wish that I could change. I could fix a lot of pain if you help me out this time. Maybe we can undo all the damage, press rewind. Reset the clock and make it so some niggas never die. Or maybe fix all the mistakes of those that's still alive and give them all a second try. Erase that Will Smith slap and turn them back around. Or wait till they get backstage so they can have it out. Or maybe make it so that Chris chose a different joke, a different topic, something Jada won't be mad about. Matter of fact, let's talk about this shit I'm sad about. When Pop Smoke accidentally leaked that address out. Lord, you know the street crazy, how you drive the ball? When you know niggas keep a target on these rappers now. And give us Kobe Bryant back, we a mess without him. Take back the day he ever stepped inside the helicopter. Make him take the car instead and forget the chopper. Maybe take a different route or get a different driver. Can't believe you took his daughter and she left behind him. It's kinda hard to see the positive and that's the problem. I know you won't make mistakes, but I was hoping you'll erase that bullshit so his family won't be left without him. And I wish I could fly to Russia on a different mission and make him pay for putting Brittany Griner in the prison. Or maybe you could bring her back to February 17th and you could take the CBD so she ain't flying with it. Or maybe change that 9 years and give her 9 minutes. Or better yet, change the law so they can stop tripping. I know that's a lot to wish and it ain't my business, but until you grant my wish, I ain't gonna stop wishing. But Lord, listen, this shit irking me. How you take PMB, that shit absurd to me. So many questions about that shit and it's disturbing me. And niggas can't eat waffles without security. And niggas can't work hard and go buy some jewelry. That one hurt to see. And by the end of the song, they gon' try to murder me. And if they do, I hope my fans take it personally. I know you hear me talking, Lord, don't be curving me. Won't you take us back to Kylie Jenner's party? Before them shots hit the floor. Before the bullets ricochet and leave a dripping mark. We don't know the truth or if we misperform. But either way, take it back and make Tory hop inside a different car. Broke my heart when DMX died, I hit the car. Feel like that nigga was an angel in a different form. Might have had a drug problem like he did before, but he was fighting demons and I know that that's a different war. You must got a major ego. I ain't trying to disrespect or trying to play the hero. But when you took Takeoff, you took my favorite Migos. Look, I don't know how that makes sense, cause it makes zero. The fuck a wrong place, wrong time, that ain't Gito. Took that man right in his prime, that's playing Evo. When Tiny Lester died, I cried and played CeeLo. Cause I can't even watch Friday without saying Devo. You know this shit got me stressed, right? Staring at the Bible, trying to figure out who's next. death like. Meanwhile, 6ix9ine free, living his best life. Go back to the day that he took the stand and confessed, right? Save his mouth shut so he never talked to the fans, like. Make him do his time so his niggas gotta do less, right? Make him learn from Bobby so he can know what respect like. Lord, forgive me for my language and these bad words. But that Candace Owens bitch get on my last nerve. How you gonna tell me that what we witnessed on TV was a murder when we watch niggas turn his ass into Casper? George died from asphyxiation and that's a factor. Fentanyl or not, he'd have never died in his last words. Well, I cannot breathe, so really she gotta chill. Or maybe they should trade places so she can see how I feel. Lil' bitch got me stressed, God. Probably not prepared for what I'm asking next, God. Bring Ye mama back, cause he a mess, God. And he ain't been the same ever since Donda West died. Yeah, that's the day Kanye West died. First his heart, then his mind, then the rest died. And if your bank account is overkill, your soul can be broken still. Even the rich spirit money can't buy. I pray that heavens watch me. Rest in peace, Bismarck Key, you got peace. Young Dolph, King Bond, Drake in your top three. Black Rob, Trouble, Virgil, and Shock G. Pat Stay, K Slay, your friend and God G. She almost took Lil TJ, but I'm happy he got Lee. Lord, you even took Black Panther, that's not G. And when Sidda Musabala got shot, that shot me. Begging for your guidance on this ghetto earth. Frustrated, trying to understand how heaven works. I'm just hoping you can pull a couple strings and redo a couple things so maybe we can get a second turn. You took juice from us, that forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'll never work. I know this ain't your fault, it's the devil's work. Devil's work.
Wow. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to play that one and we just didn't have time. Joyner Lucas, The Devil's Work Part 2. Man, make you want to revisit Part 1? Nah, yo. Joyner, when he comes through, he comes through, boy. Yeah, man, I wanted to play that 2 weeks ago on the show, man, but yo, I thought make sure, first thing, when we come back, you know what I mean, we gotta run that, you see what I'm saying? Last week, we dedicated the whole show to Rapcast. You know what I mean? So like, we have to do that, man. You know, that was important. Right now, you are listening to the BDSIR Network. It is the best. It's the best damn show in world on radio. We rock the spot on 920. International Street Radio. Street Madness Radio. Wu-Tang Radio. You know what I mean? The baddest stations there is. And hey, we've got an announcement coming later on in the show. Hey, all I'm saying to you is get ready for the next, man, get ready for the next classic. That's all I'm saying. Anyhow, special guest in the building, man. Special guest, he'll be coming up in the next hour, man. And he is the man called Bundy, Manny Bundy. And hey, this guy, he's something special, you know? May I tell you? Mike.36@gmail.com MikeDOG36@gmail.com No crap, no mumble rap. You know how we roll up in here, man. You know what I mean? Don't be a trendy. Like, ooh. You know what? We can't remember who the tragedy is. But it will probably come to me later on in the show. Who knows? Hey, we got tunes to play. No long thing. Let's do this shit. Hey, I forgot. You forgot who I am? Acknowledge me, say it to me, crap body P!
Take them up, bring them up,
new lines to get you five. So back up, you ain't got time.
to call for back. I'm shut up, criminal mind since 85.
Boy Sick Flow from 100 Mad, and you're listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on the BDSIR Network. You better keep it locked with Grant Body P and Kip.
Welcome to Bristol, England. Home of Tricky. From Bristol. From Bristol.
We ain't the same, knuckle. Me and Smoke way so much coke, they call us Wayne's Brothers. Midnight Maneuver, tails of the purple suitor. Licking Ruger, she a gunplay fetish bitch. From Cuba, ooh, she a fly thing. She said she cool with being a side fling. I met her in Castle Park, just vibing, smoking a missile. I keep a pistol in Bristol, I sit with you. Cause in the night out, they knifing out. Better to keep an eye out and fight it out. Get tricky, if the odds are took. Move fast, never pause with crooks. They draw blood like Marvel books. If you a live nigga off the hook, let your gun chug. Shoot shit the fuck up, niggas will fuck up. You not my equal. We ain't the same, brother. Me and Smooth weigh so much blow, they call us Wayne's Brothers. We ain't the same, knuckle. Me and Smooth weigh so much coke, they call us Wayne's Brothers. High nights under highlights, we rock some dry ice and rollers. Moving that center low from prison to Lakota. My drug law mirrors on the walls in St. Paul's. And Smooth might appear out the fog. You not my equal. We ain't the same, knucka. Me and Smooth weigh so much coke they call us Wayne's Brothers. We ain't the same, brother. Me and Smooth weigh so much blow they call us Wayne's Brothers.
The Wu-Tang DJ.
Before the shine, I came out that nigga. I'm born to rhyme, make more on the corporate line. These chumps operating on awkward time. This is my quarter, dog. You eat what you slaughter. We all can die. Every speed I fall in the hole again. I was supposed to climb and be the fortunate. New York in this bitch, we torching shit. I'm reinforced to quit. Boarding a ticket, been talking slick. Made it forced to wit. Fuck out the way for the horses kick. This where the bosses click. Bitch with the rings, don't stay all convict. The hood of damage you. Got thrown in the game with no manual. Back on my feet after the scramble. Got all the intangibles. So pass the man on Louis Vuitton I handle. Whether the weakest struck a sandal, I'm warming up like commando, nigga. Light up a candle, there'll be ops leaving. It's later block season, the city made me cold. I don't think I'ma ever stop freezing. Filet me on for no reason. Too many days of chopped cheese and hoop like I'm under surveillance. Binoculars. When you thought it was over, another one's out the chamber. When you come up in the burrows, you comfortable around the danger. They ain't gonna do nothing for you, nigga. Helps a lot of favors, cause we never had much. Learn to survive on what they gave us. 101 razor. Shit don't stay the same, you gotta go through the stages. Careful how you move, they want you living in cages. Stay away from sucking shit, the heat is contagious.
Wu-Tang Clan rocks the world.
legend before his time, and you just a buster before the rhyme. You prima donnas like a virgin Madonna, but borderline. Bunch of boring lines, no one falling for it, so fall in line. The punchline, I'm like a freestyle slime, stay off of mine, get it? Off of mine, some of us get it, but off of crime. The offer's off the table, public defender, go off of time. When they thought I was subbing, I thought sublime. Now I see since 2020, I clearly thought I was blind, yeah. The streets is watching them, they want them with Biggie and Pac in them. Resort to popping them, but how is that solving the problem? I got a lot of them, I also got dreams, I follow them. I'm not concerned with rappers who can't spit, so swallow them. This ain't for little saints, so pardon them. You see them pearly gates, that's where them saints go marching in. So shall we start again? Method and banks, it's marketing, cause ain't no bargaining with the demographic we're
targeting. When you thought it was over, another one's out the chamber. When you come up in the boroughs, you comfortable around the danger. They ain't gonna do nothing for you, nigga. Helps a lot of favors, cause we never had much. Learn to survive on what they gave us. 101 razor. Shit don't stay the same, you gotta go through the stages. Careful how you move, they want you living in cages. Stay away from sucker shit, the hatin' is contagious. Yeah, I been getting the money, dog. The money won't change us.
Peace, this is Smooth Mass Beats of 144,000 chosen few, Dirty Klansmen, GGO. And you are listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show on Wild One Radio with Grant Body P, you heard? Peace.
Come on, let's
say
you can get it.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up!
How you guys doing? Nina, what's going on here? Tell me what's going on. Who's this guy? That's not your husband, right?
No.
You don't look like a husband to me. I don't blame you. That's a good idea.
Yo, who the fuck is he? Get him the fuck out of here, man.
James.
The fuck did he come with?
This is Nina. This is my best friend.
Hey, yo, son, you're going to have to leave, man.
So are you the bartender?
Yo, get the fuck out of here. Gotta be out of your mind. Couple bottles of magma, couple of the homies. Salmon on the grill, we L. Peace to my codies. Piece of my codies. Salmon on the grill, we L. Peace to my codies. Axes in the corner, fucking with turfs. Hand pressing oils while he grilling the skirts. I need the chimichurri sauce on the side, plus the au jus. Ain't no outsiders allowed, nigga, it's all crew. Body came through with an East New York Rican and some Dominicans that just left the beacon. He rocks slippers, holding Hennessy flan, getting bread like a dime. All my niggas is on. I told Alchemist to put his shirt on. He's looking too pale. Get some sunlight, you're scaring the kids. Painting sauce on the ribs while we looking at cribs. Prices going through the roof, but it is what it is. Shout out to my niggas, all day we countin' figures. Shout out to my niggas, all day we countin' figures. Mugs pulls up in the black truck, damn and dirty in the front, doing sets, 25 reps. Hologram came through rocking the Gucci, took shrimp off the grill and we fed to the Gucci. The pit bull eats better than your mother. Post almost got knocked frying undercover. He pulled up last and said he just did the dip. Fly shit forever, gotta stick to the script. Couple bottles of magma, couple of the homies. Salmon on the grill, we L. Peace to my codies. Peace to my codies. Salmon on the grill, we L. Peace to my codies. Axes on the court, dunking, shooting like Duncan. Tequila shots at the white guy and T. Drunken. Dave pulled up in a new drop. I wish he had Will with him. My niggas gone, but we still with him. His lawyer said the judge is making him sick. He don't give a fuck, he'll come home and be rich. Only classics playing in the background. Mob Deep, the Cypher's Hill shit. Nas and AZ, you know the real shit. Rosemary, portobello, strawberry lemonade. Spraying champagne at the sun, my niggas getting paid. Ladies rocking Gucci slides, laughing in swimwear. Your niggas trying to catch up, my nigga, we been here. Couple bottles of magma, couple of the homies. Salmon on the grill, we L. Peace to my codies. Peace to my codies. Salmon on the grill, we L. Peace to my codies. Peace to my codies. Salmon on the grill, we L. Peace to my codies. All my niggas, man. Life is a motherfucking barbecue, yeah? Life is one big barbecue, man. We out here. Shit got us ups and downs, but you know, whenever we bounce back, the motherfucking grill's gonna be hot and the wine's gonna be pouring, you heard? I love my niggas.
Hello. This is is the CBC, and you're watching Pop of the Tops. And to kick us off tonight, we have a sensational upcoming talent, straight out of West Yorkshire. This is Mad Antics with Role Models, featuring Chemistry.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Did I dirty fangs, motherfucker? Blocker, blocker. I fire shots and repeat, then pass the heat to Cuban Pete and retreat. Yeah, the streets are hot, this is something you ain't ready for. Ever seen a psychopath knocking at your door? Ever seen a man with a gat like this before? Everybody drop, now hit the floor. Everybody hit the floor. Everybody hit the floor. It's murder.
Delete your bootleg, click. Downloaded it by accident, I hate that shit. Only taking up space on my hard drive. So I'm turning time backwards like the far side. I don't need much. Jim Hop shit like bubble wrap. JT did sexy, me, I'm bringing trouble back.
UK to the core like a Granny Smith. How'd you like them apples? I flipped the whole manuscript. Fuck you and that man you with, throwing up hand signs. Yeah, but can you spit? I'm poison to whack MCs. You get me more toxic than Britney, Blueface and Chrissy, Bobby Whitney. Ugly ears, this ugly does shake it ugly quick like Bubba Tim and fat those hugs. Always flying off the handle, so fix those mugs. Call me streets cause you get no love, middle fingers up.
Your streets are hot, this is something you ain't ready for. Ever seen a psychopath knocking at your door? Ever seen a man with a gat like this before? Everybody drop, now hit the floor. Rah, rah, everybody hit the floor. Rah, rah, everybody hit the floor. Rah, rah, it's murder.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, you, I'm talking to you. It's your boy Shakespeare, repping for you, Wild One Radio, with my boy, Grand Buddy P. Make sure you stay tuned weekly, weekly. Don't delay, tune that dial right now, stay locked in. We are.
Across the ocean, fans await me on stage. It's all love and hip-hop, I'm greeted with the respect of a king. Protected by Viper, so stand back, light years beyond the galaxies. I'm living proof, dreams become reality. The wrong move will turn into a fallacy. It ain't worth living the life of Carlos Escobar. It's unrealistic to the stars, no parallel bars. Aligned in Kevlar, bulletproof wallets, rocket to gym stars. While I'm writing out my memoirs, Optimus Ant Live transformed Decepticon. Rap can't hold the veracity when I'm slept upon. Missing my son, that's less time with the pen. Might have remembered the warning signs that brought love to an end. Cause every century established new imagery. My soldier story memory is how they gon' remember me. Every script monetized with new energy. Ain't no value in my art, so the God paints vividly. I move differently. My soul's printed in Christ's memory. So when heaven opens, they remember me.
To consume the field, so just give me my room.
This ain't that.
Through the knowledge, through my logic, I can bring science to the school, so just move.
This ain't that.
This ain't that. This ain't that.
42 years young, the sun has arrived. Did a lot of self-reflecting with my head to the sky. And now I'm focused on the moment, left my problems in the wind. The beginning of transition always leads to the end. So I tread with extreme caution. I fail so very often, flat on my face. I take all mistakes in proportion. This is my body at work to show a man more. Through the trials and tribulations tend to stop a man's growth. In life, it's essential to reach the highest potential. A lot of haters waiting for our downfall, and that's typical. They come and they go. Whatever reflection shows men to make it happen with this rapping, my actions show it in this caption. It's a dark day in hell, yeah, before you see sunshine. If you can't hear me, player, go and press rewind. Tis is the season when I thirst, I drink wine. Better get yours, money, cause I'ma get mine.
Remember me? From beginning to end, I lend my 2 cents with the pen.
This ain't that.
From the womb to the tomb, my tune is to consume the field, so just give me my room.
This ain't that.
Through the knowledge, through my logic, I can bring science to the school, so just move.
This ain't that.
This ain't that.
Wu-Tang style.
It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Miko, what's good? Wu-Tang shit. DJ Action.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
I find it healthy. Stay with myself.
Rocks the world.
That's a fact. Black clapping at me. Believe I clap back. Shotty in the net sack. I leave them flat on their back. My stock rising like the Nasdaq. Calling the plays. Slinging bombs. This is brown paper bag rap. Raw flow. Talking to you like I thought so. Pro with the sport. Rare breed. This a dog show. Locked on a pit bull style. Get your dog, yo. Living it with no stop signs. Always on go. Fuck
fuck with me, you're stuck with me. It's the gifted one, Cynthia's son from 160. Talk about me, but you can ask any source about me. INS, your highness, you're all about me.
Peace, y'all. It's the kid Fashion, aka the capital F, in full effect. You rockin' with my brother Grant Body P, and you're listening to All Hell the King, right here live on Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show. Let's go!
Yo, cigar splitting, leaning on a law of wisdom, see the guard vision. Before it's my time to meet the mortician, abort mission, you short-winded. My pen is Tennessee and Newport sending, no pork in it, shit is authentic. For drive-bys, cars rented, from the city, your guards ain't really no stars in it. Marciano leathers cover the Armani sweater. I know they kinda fed up cause I do designer better. Magnificent Mac, I craft sentences, crack black. Show me what the kitchen is at, I sit back. Literally watch my literature stack, should be a criminal act. Me getting all of these residuals back. Motherfuckers
existed without defecting.
Don't forget that, John. Yo,
F-A-S-H-A-W-N-G. Without defection.
I find it healthy. Stay with myself.
Also reckless.
Here we are. Yo, what you come on 70 years on the week. If a t-shirt you have, we are way up. If I see tonight, and I see him close the end of that we are last night, if I we are way up.
Hashtag force, force, I report. Nah, sorry about that.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
Some people put hashtag to make the people follow back.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
Force fill up a hashtag, you want me right, all of that? All of
hashtag
that.
This, hashtag that.
Some people, while you like them content, I report.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
And they don't put up constant nonsense.
I don't do it.
All right. Man, me pull up a sign of me gas tank. And if any boy want class, man, get master to mash yam.
Hashtag.
Some man don't like use in the wash rag. Them must have. You duck the ring round them soap in them bathtub.
Hashtag.
Some man will get wet and get washed up.
Hashtag.
And sometimes we'll vector them, not abdub.
Hashtag.
I can't be killing with stash in my flash drive. Holy pistache that can fill up with storage with trash bags. You don't make the boss blast. I'm enormous like Sasquatch. Last round, see me better than owner and that's fact.
Hashtag.
You got snatch up your food and get snapped back. Then I post on social media, be in me laptop.
Hashtag this. Hashtag that.
Some people put hashtag to make the people follow back.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
Force fill up a hashtag, you want me right, all of that?
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
Some people, while you like them content, I report.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
And them I put up constant nonsense in the world. Somebody right?
Hashtag.
Me back in the gym, class flat. Me get in the arm back, tighten up in the arm track. Stop chat. Some people get from the bike or the fast track. All these fuck y'all, them one post and I chat about them snap back.
Hashtag.
You see some y'all post about how them a body.
Hashtag.
Them come already now, them have them summer body.
Hashtag.
Bro, Barry, Insta model, we got problem. Influencers popping bottles. Become a job, no longer
hashtag
happy.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
Some people put hashtag to make the people follow back.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
Post pull up a hashtag. You want me right, ta da da?
Hashtag this,
the number one power mixer, the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition in the mix.
Yeah, because girls is players too.
Bust a bus.
Bust a bus. Because girls is players too.
Remix.
Bitches getting money all around the world, because girls is players
too. Oh, you did?
No delay and again it never ends. The way we doing it, how we fucking them up again.
Right.
Look how we got them, the stage is killing them with the blend.
Yeah.
They call me body and shit no matter how they pretend.
Ooh.
Clear the block forever knowing my shit's hot.
Right.
Flirting
right
with a nigga while twerking on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Hurting everything like we working a pitch rock.
Yeah.
Playing
yeah
with the coos like Penelope Pitch Trap. We was flying for a minute, we back at the tip top. Finagling our way to be part of the rich crap. Classic with the bounce, we controlling the sick bop. Messing everything that we watching you flip flop. Had to pull up just to complete it, you know we never stop.
Uh-huh.
Fucking
uh-huh
shit up bad every single time that I drown.
Ooh.
You see me with them women doing shit that you never had. I'm playing with you niggas until they hitting the spot like that. Like
yeah
that, 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 that.
Cause girls
that,
is
that,
players
that,
too.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. Cause girls is players too. Cause girls is players too. Bitches getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too. What you know about living on the top? Penthouse suites looking down on the op. For a test drive, left them on the lot.
Right.
Time
right
is money, so I spent it on a watch. Hold on, little titties showing through the white teeth.
Yeah.
You pussy the thong, bustin' on my tight jeans.
Okay.
Bottom of my fingers like a nigga wife me. Got another shorty, shit ain't nothing like me.
Yeah. About to catch another flight. Yeah. Apple bottom, make him wanna bite. Yeah. I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night.
Hold up.
If you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
Yeah, cause girls is players too. And it's time that we let them know that girls is players too.
Keep playing,
cause girls is players too. They just getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too. I go on and on and on again. He blowing on my phone, but I'm ignoring him. Thinking he the one, I got like four of him. Yeah, I'm sitting first class like bad Victorian. Came a long way from rag to riches. Five star bitch, yeah, I taste so delicious. Let him lick the plate, yeah, I make him do the dishes. Now he on new stove, cause a bitch we're missing.
Yeah, about to catch another flight.
Yeah,
apple bottom make him wanna bite.
Yeah,
I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night.
Hold up,
if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
If you're ready to party, let me hear you scream. It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Cause girls is players too. They just getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too.
Email mikedog36@gmail.com, mikedog36@gmail.com. No trap, no mumble rap. Don't be a tragedy like some of you out there. Yes, I'm calling some of you tragedies right now, who thought you're slick, putting your hand in your pocket to pay the Instagram man or the Facebook man or the Twitter man so that you can get your blue tick. You know, shout out to MJ, you know, MJ Safino. She got verified with a birth certificate. And so did I. Yo, my name's Grand Body P. Acknowledge me. Say it to me. Check it out. Before we hit you off with the interview top of the hour with the man car, Malik Bundy, you know what I mean? We're going to run you down the tunes that you may have heard, depending on what time you're tuned in. And for that, I thank you all for the support. Yo, we started it off with Joyner Lucas, Devil's Work Part 2. Amazing track, surefire highlights of 2023. Then we went on to the boom, boom, back, the boom, boom, back. Not by KRS-One, but by Onyx. Then we went on to Hoss Kingpin. Tinker, when the Wayans brothers. Yep, that's what it called. Then, Lloyd Bat, Method Man, Tinker, one for the one razors. New album, you know what I mean? Soon come. Oh boy, that's gonna be a highlight of the year as well. Mayhem Lauren, Tinker, Wild Salmon. That came up next. Then after that, Mad Antics featuring Chemistry, Tinker, Role Models. Because your role models will disappoint you unless your name's Scratch Body P. Then, what came after that? Dirty Fangs, Cuba Pete, Tinker, Murder Inc. And I'm not talking Ja Rule. You know what I mean? Shout out to DMX, man. You know what I mean, man? This ain't that! You're a man called Ant Live. Salute. Big up yourself, Ant Live, man. Big up yourself. Then we went on to Inspector Deck of Fashan, Tinker, Reckless. Then, yo, it seems like that beat is timeless. Timeless! Hashtag, put your hands where my eyes can see. The man called Chip Fu, big tune, then that was counteracted. That was counteracted by Koi Leroy, or Koi Leroy rather, because girls are players too, and it's the truth. Koi Leroy speaks the truth, and Busta Rhymes does have to confirm that as well. Yo, as we keep it moving, man, hey, we got new J Skins coming up, we got new Royce 59 and Redman, we got new Hit-Boy and Nas, we got Traffic Selector and the Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? Who else we got? We got new 38 Special on the way, but not before! Galaxy P! Tinker Intrigue on Refugee Hip Hop Show.
We will win this contest. We will win. We will win big. We will win in the Bundy tradition. We will cheat our honeys up.
Now can I get a woo bunny?
Woo!
Fire, baby, you are the flame I've been waiting on. The body that you drive me crazy, pedicure like a nail salon.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Hold up, no, no. Action, not to be distracted but I feel up. I even feel, you try again. Try again and if you feel it, try again. Bam, bam, bam.
Let me take my time. I want to be the words in your mind. I want to be the sunshine in the sky. Drive all your dark clouds away. Girl, I'm intrigued by your looks and face. Yes, we can sail away. And we can make one big happy family. Give me that green light, I say. Many man would have said this word I say. But I want you pick me, I pray. Every time I see you, me feel some type of way. Come, let's make some memories. I wanna be your hello, I wanna be your eye. Wanna be your wings, if you wanna fly. Let me be the teardrop stemming on your eye. Let me be your truth and I will never lie. Don't judge me from your past relationship. You pass me by and you make me heart a skip. Can't start on you, make it fresh, no carbolic. Your little flowers, baby, make me water it. Girl, I'm intrigued by your looks and face. Yes, we can sail away. And we can make one big happy family. Give me that green light, I say. Many man wouldn't say this word I say. But I want you pick me, I pray. Every time I see you, me feel some type of way. Come, let's make some memories. Come light me with your fire, baby. You are the flame I've been waiting on. The body that you drive me crazy. Pedicure like a nail salon. Let me be your umbrella. Shelter you when the rain a fall. Tell me the Angela. Wanna be here when your body call. Woman, make me take me time. I want to be the words in your mind. I wanna be the sunshine in the sky. Drive all your dark clouds away. Girl, I'm intrigued by your looks and face. Yes, we can sail away. And we can make one big happy family. Give me that green light, I say. Many man wouldn't say this word I say. But I hope you pick me, I pray. Every time I see you, me feel some type of way. Come, let's make some memories. I'm blowing.
Woi, MR send a man a persona. And right now we are representing for repping for you hip hop show, you know. Grandbody P, Y1 Radio. Oi.
Talk that talk, you know what I mean? So I feel like the world
The whole world just need to understand what the separation between Joy Hodges is, man.
DJ.
Yo, I write this shit impeccably. Permanently, I'ma stay on an upward trajectory. Like, what you expect from me? This shit here is my specialty. I'm Rambo with the weaponry. I'm time and time for Bay winning his seventh ring. Hoping I see 70 like life expectancy. I'm not sure if I'll ever leave. Who knew the type of impact to the game the legend West would bring with Benny Khan and Derringer? A special team. Opening the door so I can kill him on a second spree with the deepest propensity. I spit like I'm in need of this desperately. I'm rich in terms of my sweat equity. Respectfully, my body a rapper, that's just my pedigree. Just know that they don't want a trimester. Aborting pregnancies, the underdog. Cinderella, yes, I was 11C. Almost forgotten, now I'm popping like pills of ecstasy. All I seen was treachery. Now this shit is lit and it's complex to me. Skeez, it's the recipe to the remedy. Fighting to be considered top two, but never second, please. Most of my life, I was outside the capital X, connected D. Consequentially, I dabbled in drug sales like Eckers. That just wasn't my identity. I need longevity, cause Mom Dukes was struggling. And then I had a blessing, see, shit was getting real. These the type of feels that pressure breeds. I stacked against me, them shits was higher than evergreens. Niggas like Steve, when you gon' break through? You do this shit incredibly, but you still local. You need a better scene, I stay creating. Stayed in the lab like I was Dexter. See, it's quite a process how I come with my nonsense. But still this shit is hot as the block. When someone gets top hit with a slug when the clock kicks. The best kept secrecy I've shown. Nothing but promise whenever I sit and jot shit. Right out the huddle, leading my team. I'm on my job shit. We got goals to accomplish if I call you accomplice. So let's get it then. I'm the spitter that they ain't expect to win. They told me to tell my story, so I'm penning my invention in. Let's get it then. I'm the spitter that they ain't expect to win. They told me to tell my story, so I'm penning my invention.
I was about to smash him. That man's scared of me. Brock Lesnar is scared of his tribal chief. He's scared of the head of the table. I'm in God mode. This is greatness on a different level.
Yes, sir. Get him, nigga. Yo, it's red, nigga. My bar's up. I hit the gym. I see you walking in my shoes, then my old Tim. And when you ignorant, nigga, media roll film. So here's a cut. I'm Dr. Dre and how I feel.
Stop!
Yeah.
Pull it off!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Nigga!
Oh, no! No.
We
pull up! Pull up!
I don't like that shit, nigga.
Oh.
I don't like that shit. Red man in the building. Royce 5 fucking 9 in the fucking building.
Yeah.
Every young city
rules.
Get him, nigga. Yo. Red nigga, my bar's up. I hit the gym. I see you walking in my shoes, then my old Tim. And when you ignorant, nigga, media roll film. So here's a cut. I'm Dr. Dre and how I build M. In the bank, they say I'm hella tough. They say, Red, you spit like kids on a yellow bus. Plus, I can go 100 rounds. I hold it down like with Smack saying it's too loud in the background. That's me, I need a therapist. Attitude fearless, arrogant like an Arabic inheritance. My middle finger say, God bless America. Drop top, blood in my mouth, bumping Jamiroquai. I got game, DM, women all on my DM. Give them that super dick, yeah, I pull the freedom. I'm working smarter, not harder. No doors for my daughter, she learning to be a boss like a father. When it come to MCing, niggas ain't got a clue. That's why no mission impossible, y'all for me to cruise. And haters hate, cause I rock with that Coldplay. He ain't gon' last, he gon' fall, I say okay. Watch this while I'm high in the cockpit. You can die in a mosh pit at my show and held for hostage. Yo, 5'9", I make it clear. Tell J-Day father that we the king around here. Yo, the red man spitting voice, they don't like that. You two rapping ass niggas, they don't like that. I pull up in a G-Ride, they don't like that. I act a fool in the cypher, they don't like that. Huh, look at your face, you don't like that. I can tell the way you talking, you don't like that. Huh,
I don't like them niggas. I don't
ball like I'm either.
Diamond,
let me go get a mojo.
I said whatever, nigga been talking big and just die a bigger death. Coffins on top of Paul Bearer's crowd surfing like Mr. Meth.
Fatality.
I'm quick-handed, about to card check you and switch gambits. Fuck so many bitches, about to start dressing like Nick Cannon. You better bring your guitars with you, you ain't with violence. I suggest you bring your side piece if your wifey ain't a goddess. I think it's quite a lame environment. Y'all niggas party, not me. I hang out at bar mitzvahs with Lorena Bobbitt. My underground train of thought is something you new slaves just can't abolish. Asking do Trump wear a toupee? It's crazy as asking do I bump murals by Lupe? Fly frontier, criteria tats on to a new page. To a new moniker, god of your era, born winner. When I die, I'm going with the wind, like Scarlett O'Hara. My Ferrari steering column already put me in a different profit margin of error. Shit, the Maybach might just put me in Dubai in the white cloth with the Arab. Condo so high in the sky, you can fly from right off of the terrace. There is no such thing as using artists as tax write-offs, but I have heard of a person buying off a career, then ride off in a 911 Carrera, leaving behind an artist on Def Jam with the IRS in his ear. And my question is, will you ever compare to that higher-up white guy exec who's signing those checks and to kill you? When red man spitting voice, they don't like that. We two rapping ass niggas, they don't like that. I pull up in a G-Ride, they don't like that. I act a fool in the cypher, they don't like that. Look at your face, you don't like that. I can tell the way you talking, you don't like that.
I don't like them niggas. I'ma drop a dime on them niggas. Fuck them.
When red man spitting voice,
because they saw how much power and how massive hip-hop is. You can go to some of the places where people live in caves that know about hip-hop. So I reckon they kind of slowly took it away because of the power that we had. And I think that's what happened. Now they've put these rappers in that look like girls, to be honest. Some of them. Not.
Yo, she said she's coming for you on right now.
Serving you up the beats. It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Tsunami. Surf, yeah, gang. I caught the bus in the cold before I ever touched the icy watch. Stood on my square, now these niggas won't be stuck in a box. Checking the rear view in the years, had to circle the block. Cause when you make it from the bottom, they gon' come for your top. Yeah, when you doing you, they don't like that shit. I hold it down for the click, with the tightest of grip. G Malone CD playing white lightning sticks. While I twist another grabber and I fire that shit for real. This make me wanna get some game from OGs. You don't know me, they sleeping on me. That's the main reason I don't sleep. The times that we living in, they could get frightening. Imagine seeing Tupac body on IG. How they did PNB, how they did take off. They'll take 100 years to prove the niggas they ain't soft. Big hit sitting in the hole as I write this. Holding your wrist high these days is a high risk. So the only thing I trust is my instincts. I'm squinting through the peephole, nigga, I've been peed. All I gotta do is keep moving intently. And if I go today, I live through C3 and this beat. And if I go today,
vocal cords got insurance, not Superman or Invincible. Family we ain't seen in decades, say he don't give to you. Good old boy system is still shitting per usual. Broadway lights, nods, it's ghetto light, that's the musical. Another statement from the kid who made the fade famous. From the bridge, swirl, snip, snip, reds, barely camus. Her BFF so beautiful, told her I need the two of you. We only getting older, one day this shit'll be over. Four seasons of Costa Rica, she pretty as Mona Lisa. Yelling at me on a yacht, fucking my inner piece up. Quickly forget a diva, and you don't forget either. They bite the hand that feed them, your man is low-key competing. See somebody you help, they got beside himself. Moving like his body's under they belt. Putting problems on you, they couldn't juggle they self. That's how y'all give it up. Do anything to feel a rush, walk ahead and live it up. That's why the only thing I trust is my instinct. You squinting when you see me, I'm so bright and I've been peed. All I gotta do is keep moving immensely. If I go today, I live through night and destiny. Sink or swim, nigga. Surf or drown.
You and Wu-Tang is for what?
Static,
you a beast, bruh. Cashmere peacoat, fella caught a fortune off a casino. Wigging out, I'm giving out free smoke. Hater love to doubt ace. I live in the kitchen baking pound cakes. Supreme clientele, that's a pound cake.
Stop! Put it up!
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
Somebody step pull up!
Out, I'm giving out free smoke. Hater love to doubt ace. I live in the kitchen baking pound cakes. Supreme clientele, never clout chase. Mobile ex lover, I ain't trying to hold you. Watch me gain power like I changed in the phone booth. Low brim, told you slim, cover me, I'm going in. Fucking with him, they gon' notify your closest kin. Static on the track, like I'm old dusty 45. Static on my back, stack the old rusty 45. You caught the vibe, that's on any given Sunday. Ready with the drum play, I'm heavy with the funk sway. I must say, I'm up now, in spite of all my goals, they tried to shut down. I'm still worth millies on the bus down, so savage. Total my average, that's ghost status. Addict, feeling for these lines, that's a coke habit.
Yo, ghost legal. Like the diamonds on a handle on a desert eagle. I pop like an old record with a thin needle. I got verses in the safe written in Hebrew. Back the fuck up. I'll catch a bull head we call Onyx. Once in a while, I'll get my dick sucked. Yeah, listening to Del Fox. Old rituals make it into the visual. How you going Chicago? Throwing it invisible. Every time I slide, I'm leaving my hoes miserable. I'll be back like my money on residuals. Space table, cutting everything fatal.
Yeah,
stronger than whiskey, lemon 7 and Quaalude.
Yeah.
Had 1,000 wobbles on the cover of my debut.
Uh-huh.
Daytona 500 in a Babe Ruth. 95, the first nigga with a Jesus. I jumped ship, I chose Tito
hey,
over Grey Goose.
What we doing? They caught him in chase, pulling up new ones. The chain with the sheepdog on. Breezy brewing these individuals who got change, you barely know them. Since my niggas took off the stock and cast the cooling, your fire sour with gasoline burners light up. Any microphone in the mix get lit right up. Give power, everything is sell for a sick dollar. Crashing up Cullinan's voice, give me a holler. Yo, the greatness, sort of like tapes in the Matrix. All butter soft shit on, you know the way bitches, the pharaohs. Only rock gold at the galas. Champagne wars with sneaky whores, we smell them. Rip rap, any adversary, I twist that. All I need again is a drunk dick and a kickback. You know them niggas, yup, woo niggas. When it come to partnership, parking shit, shark
and
shit.
If I ride with you, vibe with you, I side with you. This is my scripture. Next to greatness is my picture. I don't like pictures, but trick a finger, just my flick it. Take your life in them. Guys with you can die with you. I'm a fly figure. Network in the nine figures. Like I'm lying if you know when that line hit you. Draw the line, mister. Get out of line, you line skipper. You get line quicker. I'm fitting all of you line snippers. Shot calling, but y'all triggered the y'all business. It's Park Hill in the slum village, we all dealers. And y'all feel us the feeling, feel like we all members, like we all winners. Unless I'm hungry, then y'all dinner. Yum, finger licking sound of the drum. When I'm money hungry, lick my finger counting my funds. Take a finger from me, well then I'ma count on my thumb. Or count on my accountant when I'ma count on my one.
What up, the RZA's in the building, blasting loud. Check it out, soul music for you, right here on Woo Radio. Bomb.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Truth Hurts, and I love the UK, but what I really love about the UK is the Reppin' For You hip-hop show. That's right, with my boy, Grant Body P, and my girl, Only D. Reppin' For You hip-hop show is where it's at, y'all. Your girl, Truth. Mwah.
Make sure y'all play this shit loud. This motivation.
Motivation.
To get to the bag, man, no matter where they put me. You know what I'm saying? It's just some hustler shit. Let's go.
Everybody!
Huh. Hey, y'all, I find a way to conquer my goal soon as I aim at it. And now I want that bitch if a lame had it. We ain't cut from the same fabric. I'm in a mansion with two bitches that both got my name tagged. I was raised by cane addicts, caused brain damage. I refuse to follow the same pattern. You can give your all to the cult, but it ain't matter if you lose your life like Hank Gathers, huh? Too many thoughts cut short. Lost FUD, it had the hood in the uproar. I seen niggas duck low. If you a rich nigga sitting in prison, that mean your luck poor. Huh. Why would I give a fuck for? There's six bitches in my truck and I already fucked four.
I lie out there.
I had chicks for this rap shit. A young fly nigga with a bad bitch. You know, sometimes we don't know where we go, we just go, you know? And for that reason, I ask God take the wheel, cause I don't want steerers in the wrong direction and suspected nigga spirits. I think about the time they gave sticks and I tear up. I still got warrants for some shit I need to clear up. But I'm on the run till they catch me. I make 50 million on this run if they let me, huh? Who won't bet me? My fun's right, only get one life, make sure it's done correctly. I took care of A1 to set me. If my prayers ain't answered, would this gun protect me? Only competition is the man in the mirror. Had a blurry vision, now my plans getting clearer. Back when T.I. was a rubber band wearer, you could see why I was the man in that era. Plug looked like Antonio Banderas. Kids got a huge portfolio to inherit. Huh. We passing down things. These the responsibility a child brings. Huh. These some wild things. I did it more than once. That's how I was crowned king. But living like this before I had chips. A young fly nigga with a bad bitch.
Yo, check this out, yo. Acknowledge this program. Acknowledge this show. Acknowledge that you are listening to the greatest hip-hop show in the UK of all time with my man, Grand Body P, and Oney D holding y'all down year after year, day after day, track after track, hip-hop after hip-hop, Wu-Tang forever. I'm your boy Mike Knox, and don't y'all forget it. BDSR Network, always day one.
It's the best damn show with the essence for you.
Uh-huh.
With Grand Body P, Only D, ready for you on the Wild One Radio. Yeah, every time Tuesdays, tune in 7 till 9. Yeah, repping for you. Repping for you. Repping for you. Repping for you, yeah.
And now, this is truly the moment we've all been waiting for. It's time!
Another exclusive, only from the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Yo, BDSIR Network, it is the best damn show in world. No. It's the best damn show in World One Radio. We rock the spot, R920. Street Madness Radio, International Fleet Radio, Wu-Tang Radio. How you feeling out there? My name's Grant Body P. Acknowledge me. Say it to me. Understand what's about to happen here. We've got a special guest in the building. And I mean this guy especially, you know, people. You know what I mean? Do not get it twisted. This guy...
guy is amongst royalty, okay? You know what I mean? And he's gonna expand himself very soon. New album, Next of Kin, is coming, or it's out there right now. We're gonna talk about it. Some new music out there. We're gonna talk about it. Projects, all of that. Let's talk about it. Acknowledge this man. Acknowledge the future. Acknowledge the man called Manic Bondi. Manic Bondi. Welcome to the MCA Pop Show, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I had to get out of my system, you know what I mean? I had to get out of my system. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. Good to see you. You're looking well. So tell me something, which part are you in the world right now?
I'm over here in Seattle, on the West Coast. Seattle, Washington, yeah.
Nice. Big up to all the West Coast people then. Am I tripping because I heard there was some tornadoes over that side of the pond recently. It didn't hit the West Coast, did it?
Nah. Honestly, Seattle, we don't got too many natural disasters, to be honest.
Right, are you in the best place then, yeah?
Over here. Yeah.
That's all right. You know what I mean? It's one of them things, people, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes you say the grass is greener over the other side. It's not always the case, you know, because, I mean, we're here in the UK, right? We're in the UK, and we don't really get that much natural disasters either. You know what I mean? It's like, it's very rare, very few and far between. You know what I mean? So sometimes we think we got it bad in the UK, and we haven't really, you know what I mean? So that's what's up, man. I will say, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, yeah.
Nice. You're representing out of Seattle, Washington. Outside of what we just talked about, what is life like in general over there for you, man?
Honestly, man, recently it's been pretty chill. Like, I mean, Seattle, we got a lot of up-and-coming artists and stuff. You know, everybody just doing their own thing. It's like, it's a very diverse crowd over here for sure.
Mm.
You know, when it comes to, like, music and stuff. So there's something for everybody, that's for sure.
Good.
It's good over here. I love the West Coast, you know. Like, I've been to many different places, but yeah, there ain't no place like home.
Yes, of course, man. Nice. So for you, growing up and getting involved in music now, I do know that, you know, reading upon you, music's in your blood. But it's not like everybody else. You know, like everybody else, you say that in Seattle, you got a lot of coming talent up, and the music's in their blood. And, you know, but your blood type is a bit different, man. You know what I mean? you know where I'm getting at, but I'd rather you tell the people. I'd rather you tell the people why your blood type is different from everybody else's blood type that's, talented in the music biz. Tell them, man. Talk to them.
From the late, great Jimi Hendrix, you know, that's basically my great uncle, so.
Wow.
We got the same, so his aunt is my great grandmother, and she helped raise him when he was a kid, and I was blessed enough to spend time with her up until like early high school, so.
Okay, so rewind and come again, because, you know, I don't want to get too confused. Right, so his aunt is your great-grandmother. Is that correct?
Yeah.
His aunt is your great-grandmother. I'm trying to process this in my head, you see. Because I'm trying to figure out what Jimmy himself is to you. You know what I mean?
I think it'd be like a third cousin or second cousin, something like that. I'm not entirely sure, but we close family.
Yeah, I hear that. We're gonna talk about the family connections and all that, man. So this is what I'm talking about, people. You know what I mean? This is a descendant, you know, a descendant of Jimi Hendrix, man. So, you know, it's nothing but quality for the people them out there, okay? So, yeah, man, that's great. But, like, tell us your story, how you got involved in the, you know, in the music, man.
So, honestly, growing up, like, obviously, I've always been around music in the family. But For myself, I started writing poetry in like middle school, starting off with like haikus and stuff. And my brother, he's 5 years older than me, so he was in high school and he was rapping with his friends. And then I kind of started with him. Mm. And then 13 is when I made like my first song with my brother.
Oh, really?
And then throughout high school, me and the me and the homies, we've been making music in high school, and then I kind of just like branched off. One of my other homies made all the beats, so we just started connecting. And
I like that. That's a high school thing, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's well documented in hip hop, right? That Jay-Z, I believe it was DMX and Busta Rhymes, I think it was them three anyway. Them three, they was in the same school or in the same class. So, in the case of you now, there's you, there's another guy who does beats. Who else is talented within that circle?
Honestly, coming from my high school, we got at least 5 to 10 people from like my class or like my age group within like 2-3 years of each other, either rapping, making music videos, making beats, photography, all that type of stuff. And they're all pretty big. So, yeah, one of these days we're going to have to all come together and work together, but that's coming soon.
Well, the alignment has to be right, you know what I mean? The alignment has to be right, the timing has to be everything right there, man. Yeah, man. But I like that, you know, you got a small circle of talented people, and you go up together and you're making music together, and, well, even if it's like your own separate paths, you know what I mean? And then it's like parallel to each other, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing big things, though. That's for sure.
Now, you know, in the case of, you know, Jimi Hendrix, because, like, I've had people come up on the show before, like, where, you know, you're descended to somebody or related to somebody. Do you feel that you're treated like any different once people realize who you are, kind of thing? Or is it like, is a sense like you just, you know what I mean, just treated like everybody else?
I mean, for the most part, people don't tend to act too differently. Every once in a while, you know, people get starstruck.
Oh, like, really?
Oh, my gosh, really? But, I mean, yeah, for the most part, it's all cool and good vibes. Because, I mean, everybody I talk to about Jimmy, they all love him. So.
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm glad you touched on the whole starstruck element. New single that you got coming, or is it out already? Thing Called Wild, is that out already? Or is it coming?
No, that'll be coming out. So I had some distribution issues, but...
it happens, man. It happens, innit?
Yeah, so Next of Kin is going to be released as an EP. I got the first stuff coming out next Friday, actually, April 7th.
Oh!
Yeah, so that'll be the first part, followed by some music videos, and then in May, that'll be the second part, some more music videos. By the end of the year, I got a big project coming. It'll be basically my version of what Purple Rain was with Prince.
Whoa! Now, I read upon you, and I know this is something that it's almost like your vision to continue a legacy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, in all honesty, I feel like the family's we're not treated like we should have been, you know? Because, like, there's people that's not really bloodline that have access to everything.
I like that. So, you use the word bloodline, I like that. Sorry.
Yeah. But I mean, like, because once people start realizing how talented the family still is, you know, because, I mean, yeah, Jimmy was very talented, but he's not the only talented one in the family, you know. So I want to make that known.
Yeah, man, you want to make that known. Yeah, I hear that, man. Got to continue. You felt you put it upon yourself to, like, No, man, we must continue, otherwise they're going to forget about us. Believe me, we don't forget about Jimi Hendrix, man. You know what I mean? Jimi Hendrix is one of those guys, in my mind, that after they leave the building, they are still remembered by generations that were born after him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like a Bruce Lee, he's one of them people. Like a Michael Jackson, he's one of them people. People like that who have passed away years ago. But like babies growing up, they're finding out about these people and they're idolizing them. Probably not even realizing they're no longer with us, you know what I mean? In the case of me, it was definitely Bruce Lee. In the case of my 5-6-year-old nephew, it's Michael Jackson, you know? Michael Jackson, he left the building in, what, 2009? My nephew's 5-6 years old, don't know him! You see what I'm saying? That to me!
Yeah.
And Jimi Hendrix, I can put him in that category as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People know the name. Yeah, man. So, everyone talented, you want to talk about Bloodline? Let's talk about Bloodline. Your brother, is he talented in any way?
Yeah. I mean, he's the one who got me started with rapping. So, you know, I owe that to him. As far as now what he's doing, to be completely honest with you, I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, man. Sometimes I feel like he put you on because maybe he felt like the light should shine on you as opposed to him. Maybe he feels like it's your time. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah. I mean, I definitely... That, like, he kind of took a back seat once I started. But, yeah, no, I definitely owe my starting to him.
You know, that's decent, man. That's decent on him. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. Big ups to your brother, man. Big ups to your brother. So, next of kin is the EP dropping. Any indication when we're gonna expect that?
April 7th.
Oh yeah. April 7th. Lucky. Whoa! Ain't that Good Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, snap!
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, brother. Yeah, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Was that part of the plan to put it out on Good Friday? Was that part of the plan?
To be honest, not entirely, but, you know, the timing was perfect, so.
Yeah, man. That's what's up. And you said a new single from there is called Wild, yeah?
Yeah, so Wild won't be on this first set, but I do have basically the track list will be Wake and Bake, BBS, Swervin', Cruisin', West Change, and the video will be for West Change, and that's
Change.
Something I did. Yeah, so that song is about BLM and everything was taking place. And,
oh, word.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be, you know, a touchy song.
Yeah. I hear that, man. I hear that. I mean, I haven't really put it out there because, you know, but I'm going to let it out right here on the Best Stab Show in World One Radio, and that is Bundy. I nearly became BLM recently. You know what I mean? Is me going to my day job, just chilling while black, so to speak, and we get tap on the shoulder, and we realize, hey, it's the police. You know what I mean? And them ask me question and this, that, talk about you look suspicious and everything. I was like, I'm like, no, it can't be my time, no way. But now it wasn't like that, you know. I will tell you this, Bundy, the police over in the UK, they're more lenient than there are in your parts of the land. You get me?
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I definitely get it. It's definitely rough over here.
Oh man. For a split second, I thought my time had come, you know, serious people. So it's like, yo, the way it happened, I was like, what in the hell? You know what I mean?
Nobody expects it.
Exactly. Yeah, for true. In the case of that, have you had any encounters like that? Or like remotely?
Yeah, I have. Back in high school, it was basically just going, getting snacks, and they just, honestly, a lot of these police officers, they're way too aggressive, you know, they're way more aggressive than they need to be, and honestly, like, I mean, I personally think they need different training. People say defund the police, people say, you know, we shouldn't have no police. I mean, the thing is that they're supposed to be there to protect and serve the people.
Correct.
And I've never experienced that. Like, it's few and far between of officers that have actually had the interest of the people in mind. Yeah.
Do you drive, Bundy? Do you drive?
Yeah, I drive.
You drive. So I bet you've had, you know, I bet you've been stopped on quite a bit in your time already. How long have you been driving? Since you're what? 16, 17?
16. Yeah, since 16. I've been stopped a few times. Yeah. And it's always, it's some bull, but
Damn. It's all, you know, just all part of it, man. Chilling while black, you know. Yeah. You know what? Don't even let me change the title of this show, you know. Right now it's called Breaking the Law, but I might change it to Chilling While Black. I might just do that. Right. So next question that I want to ask you, which does, you know, interest me. Being as you're part of a lineage, part of a bloodline in terms of Hendrix, right? The name Bundy, is that a family name or is it a name that you adopted? Tell me about the name Bundy.
Yeah, so Bundy is, that's my last name. That's my dad's, that's his name, so.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I just got that like that.
Yeah. Okay, no.
I mean, I thought about, like, associating with the Hendrix name and stuff, but at the same time, like, as much as I love Jimi, I mean, Hendrix was his name. That's not my name.
Yeah. You're not Magic Hendrix, you know.
Yeah, that'd be different.
Got you. I understand that. It's like, you want to carry on a legacy, but without carrying on a legacy at the same time, innit? Because...
Yeah, like, I want people to realize that, yeah, Jimi had family and he has people that's here to carry his legacy with him, but at the same time, I'm here to create my own legacy as well.
Right. Yeah, true indeed, man. For all my wrestling crew out there, you know what I mean, they know exactly what you mean, you know what I mean? The Rock, when he starts, you know what I mean, his parents, his father and his grandfather, they were wrestlers, and they wanted him to have the two names combined, and then after a while he was like, nah, I don't want to be Rocky Bobby, I want to be The Rock, I want to be my own person, you know what I mean, that's what you've been doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to, man.
Like, people are aware of who your family is, but at the same time, establishing yourself as your own, man.
I
always thought about the name Bundy and why you got that name kind of thing, because it was like so different from Hendrix, and at the same time it's like, for me personally, when I think of the name Bundy, I think of Married with Children. I don't know if you've heard of that show.
Oh yeah, they talk about Al Bundy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I didn't know
Tarnish was a name that, you know, I didn't know what to make of it. You know what I mean? That you called yourself that. So I thought, no, let me ask him. Let me ask him. I thought that's interesting, man. Hey, I love married children, man. I love married children. I grew up watching it. But, like, Al Bundy is a character who's, like, associated with being a loser. Yeah. And I didn't see you like that. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it, yeah.
That, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a family name. That's a, yeah.
Good. Looking like this. I love married children, man. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man, a complete contrast right there, man. Right, Manny. We're going to get into A Track of Your Choice. This is how Rep For You Hip Hop Show works, right? Every guest that we have on this show, right, we let them choose a track of their choosing from their projects, you know what I mean? Because we want them to showcase their music and let the people know what you're about. So in this case, Manic Bundy, what do you want the people to hear right now?
Let's start with Wake and Bake. Do you have that one?
Wake and Bake? We can make that happen, man. Wake and Bake. We're going to talk about it. Wake and Bake?
Alright then, wake and bake, alright then. Alright, let's do that, man, wake and bake, come back.
Serving you up the beat, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Mic check. Yeah, that's good.
Cool. Oh, yeah. How about you?
Nobody plays like that anymore.
Say, mama, I just wanna make it. Say, mama, I just wanna. Say, mama, I just wanna make it. Wake up, roll a blunt and I face it. Tired of smoking pain away. I don't wanna be nameless, but it's dangerous. Fear ain't never stop me. No way, no way. I knew it would take time. It's just I'm running out of patience. I'ma make it. Wake up, roll a blunt and I face it. Motivation is me waking up, inching close to the pavement. And I know how I feel. I never want it again. But I'ma chase this shit instead of bitter end. I got what's coming to me, and I know that. Feeding on my energy, I know it's all love back. Never care what people think, if I did it was caps. If I did, I would've finished with a gown in fact, but I didn't. I wanted something different, not even paper missions, but the legend of a Hendrix. I knew that I would get it, everybody wasn't winning from the jump. That's why they jump ship, I go down before I jump, bitch, tip. But I could see the other side, I always knew that it would be perfect time. Don't check the time, I show up labor better, that than be the only one inside. Doing empty shows hurt my pride, but still I rise to the occasion. I'm still amazing, and your girl still got me on her playlist. She put you on, nigga, quit hating. You act like me smoking her out, it's so heinous. Say, mama, I just wanna make it. Say, mama, I just wanna say, mama, I just wanna make it. Wake up, roll a blunt and I face it. Tired of smoking pain away. I don't wanna be nameless, but it's dangerous. Fear ain't never stop me, no way, no way. I knew it would take time, it's just I'm running out of patience. I'ma make it. Wake up, roll a blunt and I face it. Motivation is me waking up, inching closer to pavement. And I know how I feel, I never want it again. But I'ma chase this shit until the bitter end.
What you reppin'?
We're back in it. BDSIR Network. This is the best damn show in World One Radio. Rerox is for R920, Street Madness Radio, International Fleet Radio, Wu-Tang Radio. I am your host, Grant Bunny Pete of the Worldwide DJ Coalition, speaking with the man car, Manic Bundy. You know what I mean? Man. I just heard Wake and Bake, man. You down the Wake and Bake like that, Bundy?
Yes, sir. I'll be rapping my real life, man.
Yeah, man. Tell us about your first experiences with all of that, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly, I started smoking weed when I was pretty young. I was like 12, 13. And then me and my brother, we actually, we started smoking a lot because he was the bug.
the brother strike again. The brother's the influence, man.
Yes, sir. So, I'm not going to lie, growing up, I wanted to be just like him.
Right. See, I gotcha, yeah. So now, so when you started that ride, what was people's reactions towards you smoking at first, man? Especially with family?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, nobody knew. Nobody knew until I was around college, like 18, 19. That's when my mom finally found out.
Uh-oh.
I mean, she wasn't too upset, because I still graduated high school with a 3.5. You know, I got my associates in accounting. I'm about to get my bachelor's in creative writing.
Right now? Is that what you want right now?
Yeah, I got a couple months left, and I'll have my bachelor's from Full Sail.
Well, yo, as long as you keep your education on point, hey, no one can tell you nothing, man, you know what I mean? No one can tell
you. Okay. Have you got your business, that's for sure.
Man, what, have you got the, you don't have the how high selection now, do you? Where you smoke before you get your exams done and then you find, someone tell you all the answers?
It's all up here.
Oh man, random question. Have you seen the not the Method Man and Red Man, the classic How High, but have you seen like the newer one?
Nah, I haven't seen the newer one yet.
From what I heard, don't. Okay. I haven't seen it either, well, but from what I heard, don't. That's all I'm saying.
Man, yeah. Nah, they can't replace Method Man or Red Man.
Nah. Not like, I mean, nah, not like that, no, not like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, what, Snoop Dogg? But yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, alright then. Yeah, man, so you got all that. Alright then, so, usually, this is a part where I probably ask my guests, you know, your influences in music, outside of Jimmy, obviously. Right, but we're still going to get back to him later on. But I'm going to flip the script, you know what I mean? I want to talk about your influences in terms of filmmaking, because I read up on you, and it's not just music you do, you're filmmaking too.
Yeah, I do. I am writing scripts and stuff and such. But yeah, honestly, for films, man, I'm not gonna lie, Quentin Tarantino is the man. I love all of his movies. Spike Lee, oh man, he's another huge influence. And Michael B. Jordan with Creed. Nah, he's definitely doing his thing.
Michael B. Jordan, I'm glad you met. Let's talk about Creed for a minute. Let's talk about Creed. In your opinion, and you can be straight with me, you know. You can be straight. Right? The way Creed 3 was done, forget about 1 and 2, right, for a minute. Even though later on I'm going to buy those films, get the pack, right? Get 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Right? Number 3. Did that film, in your opinion, need Sylvester?
I mean, it's hard. It's hard for me to say no, only because, I mean, if it wasn't for Sylvester, there wouldn't be no Creed. Like, I mean, he's Rocky. You gotta have Sylvester. I mean, unless, like, you gotta have him. You gotta have him.
See, because I mean, the reason why I ask, right, because people completely turned away from Creed 3 straight away, the third movie, when they realized what was going on with Sylvester, right? And I was like, no, man, I ain't watching it because Sylvester, I'm thinking to myself, well, Sylvester, last time I checked, in the second film, he was, or it could be the first, I'm sure it's the second one, he was diagnosed with cancer and he wasn't trying to get treatment.
Yeah, he was sick.
Yeah. Now, in the third movie, there was nothing to say that he actually passed away or anything like that. He just happened not to be in it. And then,
What I did like at the end of the movie, which people don't realise, is that Sylvester may say, oh, you don't want nothing to do with the movie, but when the credits go up, his name comes up. So Sylvester's still getting paid.
Right. Because without him, there wouldn't be no Creed.
Exactly! Sylvester's name still comes up on the credits. They're still credited it. You know what I mean? So, that's when I was like, you know what? For me, okay, he wasn't in the film, but they still did a great job. A fantastic job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, having him in the film, like, you would think it's a must, but, I mean, Michael B. Jordan, he's still... He's voted, what, sexiest man alive? I mean, people gonna see the movie regardless.
I wouldn't know anything about that, but anyway.
Hey, I only say it because, man, I'm trying to be on People Magazine. I'm trying to do the same thing. Hey, make me next.
Oh, you're going for it right now. Oh, he's going for it now. Oh, he's going for it. Okay, you want to go there? Let's go there and okay, then you want to go there. Let's go there then. The females, man, what are they like around you, man? Or are you like, nah, there's only one woman in my life right now?
I mean, so as of right now, yeah, I am in a committed relationship. But women in general, I love women. Like, I think women is God's gift to earth, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with my mom, my older sisters, like... Yeah, I love and respect women. That's what it is.
Good.
But as of right now, yeah, I'm in a committed relationship.
Good. You just all, yeah, man. You don't have to use the Jimmy line to get them even in.
You know, man.
But man, real skills. Man's got real skills.
Hey, that's the riz right there.
Yeah, man. Now, I've got to big you up for that still, you know what I mean? Because, you know, there'd be some females, you know what I mean, they don't love you for you. They find out who you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I've been through that. I've definitely been through that. That's
Oh, man, so you can tell the difference pretty, you can tell the difference pretty quickly then. You'd be like, nah. You just want to be with me because I'm related to Jimmy. Nah, it ain't gonna go down like that.
Yeah, nah, I done been through that. I know what to look for.
Nah, that's good, man. That's good. Keep your head screwed on, man. You got your education there. You know what you want. I mean, 25 years old. Yo.
Yeah, 25.
25 years old. You know what I mean? That's what's up. That's good, man. Now, we need more people like you. You got your head screwed on, man. I have to respect that a whole lot, man. Yeah, man. Manic Bondi on Repping for You Hip Hop Show, man, people. New album, The Next of Kin, soon come. If it's not out there already. The 7th of April, actually. 7th of April, you can find it wherever you... Is that right? You can find it wherever you can stream music?
Everywhere.
It'll be everywhere. Okay? It'll be everywhere, man. So, yes, that's what's up, man. Right. Next question. Next fun question for you. Because I know, read upon you, learnt about you. So I want to ask you this. Where did your fandom for Man United? Where did that come from, man? The best team in all the land.
I'ma be honest. I love the soccer jerseys, man. Oh man. I don't watch a whole lot of soccer. I'm not gonna lie, but the Sounders, the Seattle Sounders, we do our thing out here, we be winning championships, so I go celebrate.
So you celebrate two teams at the same time.
Oh yeah, I always gotta support the home team. But when it's overseas, that's different.
Right. So the people call you traitors for that.
They can try.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's cool still. I mean, I'm not really a, like, as far as soccer and anything like that, I don't really support a team as such. But in the case of Manchester United, I was there when they won the treble back in, I think it was 99 or 2000. You're going to have to clarify me on that. It was one of those years. It was 99 or 2000. I think it was 99. Was it 99? It was one of them years.
I was too.
Yeah, young man. I'm just letting you know, I was there, right? I was a Man United fan for the day. I thought I was going to get rushed because everyone was wearing red. And I was there wearing a South Pole shirt, and I thought I was going to get rushed. But no, man, it was nothing but love, man.
honestly, those celebrations, those championship celebrations are always exciting.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Now, I thought, let me ask you that, because true say, we're here in the UK, Premier League and all that, and it makes me realise how big the Premier League really is around the world, man.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely like what the NBA is out here, you know, as far as like globally speaking.
True.
The Premier League is like top tier. That's, if you're a soccer player, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, man. Nice. So, you know, in terms of Man United, you know what I mean, who's your favorite player of all time?
Favorite player.
Let it out right now.
That's tough. I'm not gonna lie, growing up I was a huge David Beckham fan. I know he's not Manchester United, but David Beckham was probably my favorite player growing up.
How old is David Beckham now? And he's in his late. And he's heading for 50 right now, David Beckham? I don't know.
He's pushing it, but he was my favorite player.
He's not still playing, is he? He can't be?
No, he's not still playing.
I didn't think so. I'm just... he looks good for his age, though. I won't say that much.
Oh yeah, that's that cardio. Stay in shape.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm surprised he hasn't thought about managing a team. Well, I wouldn't know. You might know more than me. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, but I mean, he'd definitely be a good fit as much as he's won.
Yes, he is. Yeah, man, for real. All right, before we wrap this up, in fact, no, a couple of questions before we close this out. Number one, your single, well, it's not even a single, but one of the tracks that I've heard you that you've done over your course of your career, Tinker, Brother Darkness. Yo, what inspired you to write that, man? Like, what made you, like, wake up in the morning and think, hey, I want to make a song called Brother Darkness? Where did that come from? I think I know the answer, but tell it anyway.
Nah, I'm going to be honest. That, the reason I even wrote that song and, like, rapped it the way that I did, at that time, I just, I found out about Jid. J.I.D.
Okay.
And I was like, he's sick, but I feel like I could probably make a song similar to like his cadence. And that's when I was still like trying stuff out. And yeah, Brother Darkness just came to me. Quick little interlude, you know?
I have to check that. That one I have to check out personally, man. I was like I've checked out a lot of your music. You know what I mean? And some of the tracks that's popped out at me, you know what I mean? That was one of them, right? It's Brother Darkness. But what inspired you to create the next one called Pages Out of Psalms? Because that one to me is like a more of a...
Yeah. That one was deep, I'm not gonna lie. That was a tough time in my life. And, yeah, I was battling depression.
Wow.
Basically, like, trying to figure out how to get out of it. And that song was actually one of the first songs I made on the Bundy Experience. And that was the time I really, like, when I was making music, that I actually, like, opened up and allowed myself to really express how I was feeling. And, yeah, that's what came of it. And since then, you know, everything's been coming from the heart.
Whoa. You're a godly person. And I believe in God and all that, yeah?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Like, I believe in life after death and divine time and everything. Like, I definitely know that we not that the only thing out there, you know. There's definitely God. Like, I believe there was a creator of the universe, you know.
Wow, let's dive into that quickly. So, you say you believe in life after death, right? All right, then. Let's go there. I'm 25 years old, but let's go there anyway. Life after death. So what, in your opinion, what happens immediately, in your mind, what immediately when you die?
I feel like we get all the answers. We get the answers that people look for their entire lives that never find out until they do die. Like, I mean, regardless what that is to every individual person, you know, I mean, nobody is for certain what happens when we die, but
yeah,
I feel like when that time does come, it was at the perfect time, and you'll know everything that you need to.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that. It's like when I spoke to you earlier about me being, being confronted by the police out of the blue. You know what I mean? What happened was something must have happened in the city, and there were sniffer dogs or whatever. The one sniffer dog had made a lunge at me, but like, he was on a leash. Keep in mind, the dog was on a leash though. Made a lunge at me for no reason, but like, didn't harm me or anything, and I just like, you know, I just like stepped back kind of thing, like, whoa, and I carried on about my business. And then that's when I got tap on the shoulder, and I realized it's the police. They've been following me for a minute, you know what I mean? They was following me for a minute, and then they caught up with me because I was about to turn into a store to grab some food for lunch, you know what I mean, for break time. And that's when I thought, nah, boss, clearly I didn't get the answers then. You know what I mean? So I really like the fact that you elaborated on that a little bit, man. Okay. That's cool, man. And finally, right? I said we were gonna end it on Jimmy. So you was born after Jimmy, clearly, right? But you know about him. You know what I mean? Your family taught you about him. They made you sit down and listen to his records. So I've got a two-part question for you, right? Do you remember the very first Jimi Hendrix record you ever heard? And two, realizing all of that and realizing who he is and everything, what have you learned from him and adapted into what you do?
I think the first Hendrix record I ever heard was Along the Watchtower. And I know that's one of his more iconic songs. But yeah, that was the first song that I heard. And like, even as a child, I was like, this is amazing. And
wow.
I think,
do you remember how old you were when you heard it?
Man, I was young. I was, because we had went to the Seattle Pop Culture Museum.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff in there is about Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad took me when I was a kid. I want to say maybe like 4 or 5, something like that.
Right.
Like I was so young. And yeah, that was the first Jimmy song that I heard, and I was like, wow, like, this is incredible. And honestly, as far as like what I try to emulate in my style, like, Jimmy was a very positive driven person, you know, very like pushing peace, positivity, prosperity, all that stuff. That's what I also try to push in my music.
Yeah.
You know, it's like at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to be happy. Yeah. Everybody wants to find their peace, you know, that may look different for each and every one of us, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to be going through life mad 24/7.
Nobody does, man. Nobody does. It's a part of life, but nobody does, man. You don't wanna be nah.
So really, just like, you know, finding things that you're passionate about, pushing people to do what genuinely makes them happy. Like, that's what I try to push. Like, I love seeing my people actually do things that they love to do. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Like what type of money you're making from it, or, you know, what you're getting out of it. It's really just, it's all internal, you know? If whatever brings you peace and it's not negatively affecting other people around you, I mean, go for it. That's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Talking that wisdom, man. I like that, man. Yeah! That's what we are about right here, man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna lie, you know, I heard your music and I was like, man, me personally, this is not the music for me. But it's one of those where if you actually listen to what you're talking about, you know what I mean? Especially in the case of pages in the Psalms, right? Especially in the case of that. You know what I mean? You're actually speaking something there. Like, there's a lot of artists that do what you do and they're not saying nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So, I mean, big luck for that, Matic. For real, though, man. Yo, people. Matic Bundy on Repping For You Hip Hop Show. Have you got any last shout-outs for that? Any last shout-outs?
Oh,
where can people find you on socials?
Shout out to the record label IME. You know, me and my business partner, we just started that up. So that's gonna get up and running. Next to Ken is gonna be one of the first releases on that.
Whoa! Sorry to cut you. Before you continue on your shout outs, did you just say that's your own label?
Yes sir.
Well done.
Hey.
Well done. Good man. Continue.
Yeah, so shout out to the label, shout out to Sin. We got some big moves on the way for sure. Yeah.
Nice. Keep doing what you do, brother. Keep doing what you do. Socials, where can I find you?
Oh, at Funny Bundy for everything. That's FUNNYBUNDY.
Funny Bundy.
Yes, sir.
No one else gonna find you. Bundy, Bundy, not Al Bundy, not Peggy Bundy. Well, Peggy was my favorite out of the Bundys, personally. You know what I mean? Peggy Bundy was my favorite because she reminds me of my mum. You know what I mean? Minus the cooking parts. You know what I mean? That's the only thing. You know, my mum gets down when it comes to cooking. She gets down. When it comes to housework. It's not one of the times she likes doing it, but she gets down, okay? But Peggy's my favorite. You know what I mean? Funny Bundy, that's where you can find you on the socials. That's good. That's good, man. Yeah, pick up yourself, you know what I mean, coming on the show. Shout out to the man called Nazar Khan. I'm going to have words with him following this. So he's the guy who started it in the first place. So big up to him. And,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's the dude right there, man. And, yes, sir. Keep doing what you're doing, man. That's what it's up, man. Yo, close it out. We heard one of your tracks before. We're going to hear another one. What's it going to be?
I'll give y'all an exclusive. This isn't even coming out. Man, I'm going to give y'all a exclusive. This one is called King's Land. I'm going to let y'all take it away.
As in King's Landing?
King's what? Land, yeah.
I ain't gonna say no more than that. You know what I mean? Hey, big up yourself each and every time, man. Salute, Matic Bundy, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate you, man. It would be best to wait for time.
Never do something. One love sound never there. Never play one tune one they never hear yet. Never.
It's the one that we gotta have like the mosh pit for.
Open the pit!
I'm in jail for long, don't talk to me if you're not trying to fuck. Grab the butt, smoking off something vicious for the victim. My brother, my hitter, I kill for him, duh. Not a real nigga, cause everyone claim it. On the same shit since before I was famous. Title sympathist, helping me lanes for getting money. It's fun, but it's dangerous. Can't grab the watch and not the Glock. It's the same time on every block, I'm not getting shot. Promise mama, I'll make it home before the ropes out the pot. And I don't promise lots. Kobe in the fourth, I'm not passing shit. I'm coming in clutch, I want all of the shots. Deuce, Remy, Cavassier. Cognac only for the boss. Who am I trying to impress? Diamonds in my mouth don't mean it's a flex. Not bad bitches loving to undress. But if I can't eat it, we not having sex. Sitting in meetings, I could care less. But the end always come with a check. Getting my loved ones out of debt. For my nieces, I got them a scholarship. So you can't really tell me shit. I don't give a fuck if you like me to West. No, I'm hypey, so no, I'm not him. I'm Bundy, nigga, when your girl say it, make it sound like a hymn. I'm feeling like Mims. This is why I'm high. So go tying cherries in a nerve. Even old folks groovy when I talk. 20 going crazy every time I drop. Can't stop, won't stop. Goddamn, sitting in Atlas, nigga, I'm fastin'. I got the magic. Two fingers have her call me Aladdin. She leaking, I'm laughing. I'm living so lavish. I couldn't imagine what life would be like, man. That shit was so tragic. Can't even breathe. Black lives still matter. Don't think that they have it. I'm up. I've been jailed too long. Don't talk to me if you're not trying to fuck. Grab the blood. Smoking off something vicious. Worth the victim. My brother, my hitter. I kill for him, duh. Not a real nigga, since everyone claim it. On the same shit as before I was famous. Paddle shit business. Helping me lay for getting money. It's fun, but it's dangerous. Can't grab the watch and not the Glock. It's the same time on every block. I'm not getting shot. Promise mama I'd make it home before the ropes out the button. I don't promise lots. Kobe in the fourth. I'm not passing shit. I'm coming in clutch. I want all of the shots. Deuce, Remy, Cavassier. Cognac only for the boss. Wasn't even planning going back in. Why get the paddock? My wrist is so slim. Fuck a bad bitch in the attic, no kid. Talking my shit, you can't do what I did. Going platinum every life that I live. I was getting head in Nordies with the baddest bitch. You said my jokes was corny, now you squirting everywhere. I'm drowning, bitch, I need some air. Jokes, I'm the best, not a hoax. Tatted my arms to say fly, don't take off my coat. I don't need a pass, so there's nothing for you. Look, have you heard of the goat? In the evergreen, surrounded by trees, so that's all that he needs. Feeling like I'm who they trying to be. I'm grabbing the mic and I'm watching it bleed. I'm up, I've been jailed too long. Don't talk to me if you're not trying to fuck. Grab the blood, smoking off something vicious. Worth the victim, my brother, my hitter, I kill for him, duh. Not a real nigga, cause everyone claim it. On the same shit as before I was famous. Battle shift is just helping me lanes, but getting money. It's fun, but it's dangerous. Can't grab the watch and not the Glock. It's the same time on every block, I'm not getting shot. Promise mama I'm making home before the roads are dividing. I don't promise lots. Kobe in the fourth, I'm not passing shit. I'm coming in clutch, I want all of the shots. Do stay, Remy, Cavassier. Cognac only for the boss.
There's no one left. Wise man, there is no one left. Minneapolis. Acknowledge me.